These people are working to safeguard democracy in Lebanon. Ahead of the elections on Sunday, they are making the final preparations to ensure that the electoral process is fair and transparent. And that's not an easy task in a deeply polarized country where sectarian loyalty is perhaps the leading driving force for people when casting their votes. The Lebanese Association for Democratic Elections, or LADE, is largely funded by European countries. Diana Albaba is responsible for coordinating and overseeing all activities of the association. And she believes that corruption is also hurting democracy in Lebanon.
We have some sort of clientelistic relationship between the voters and their MPs and their candidates. If I give you money, you have to vote for me, or I don't give you this money. I can provide you a service by appointing you in a certain position in the public sector. If you don't vote for me, you will not get this job.
Lebanon has been subjected to chronic political instability for the last several years. That led to large-scale demonstrations against the political elite, ultimately forcing the government to resign. In the following year, a devastating explosion at Port of Beirut killed 2,018 people, further deteriorating the already crippled economy and deepening the political instability. The elections on Sunday are being seen by many as a litmus test for real change. And efforts are underway to avoid fraud, violations, and irregularities. The Ministry of Interior is in charge of ensuring the transparency of these elections.
We trust the Lebanese people and our security forces. We will observe every detail during the election day. It is our people's right to have a transparent election, that their voice and decision is the ultimate power. The law will be in place for those who try to violate the rules.
However, there is a deep mistrust in state institutions, including the judiciary, as most people believe they are all deeply politicized. Despite a series of measures taken by the Interior Ministry, serious concerns remain about possible violations of the electoral process. People here say there is no real deterrence mechanism to prevent irregularities. And as in Lebanon, political parties have rarely been held accountable for their actions, there is little hope that this time will be different. Rasul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Beirut.